Here's our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? What it's like getting old in a youth-centered city. Are you up for that challenge? We'll bring you lots of views, but you'll have to answer this question for yourself. Is Portland a good place in which to grow old? This is the eighth in KBOO's series on what it's like to age in Portland. The subject today is legal issues. We'll be talking with Kateri Walsh of the Oregon State Bar Association on the new edition of the bar's legal guide for older adults. And then we speak with Janae Haas on power of attorney and why you should be careful in how you use it. Here's Kateri. I understand that the bar has recently published a book for older people on legal issues and things they need to know.
That is right.
What's the title and where is it available?
So the book is called Legal Issues for Older Adults, and it's available in a variety of ways. The best and most convenient for people, they can download it. We've made it available for free for download on our website at www.osbar.org. And it's right there on the front page, and people can download it and print it for free if they are interested. If they would like a print copy, we are making that available through our order desk so that they can also order that online on the website, or they can call to order it. And that number is 503-431-6413. And that is we're only going to charge the cost of printing it, so that's available for purchase for $10 at that phone number. And it is also available in 5 languages, so it's available right now in Spanish, Chinese, Russian, Vietnamese, and English.
Give us an idea of what it contains. What subjects does it cover?
It's organized to be as accessible as possible to laypersons, so it's got several different chapters. One covers income sources for seniors. So, as you know, this is one of the reasons that legal issues tend to multiply as we age, because our income sources change dramatically. So we cover access to income through Social Security, through veterans' disability benefits, through other disability benefits, through SSI, railroad retirement annuities, and other access to different retirement income. So it has a whole chapter covering income sources for seniors, how to access them, and how to make sure that you're taking full advantage of them. Another big one is medical matters for seniors. So, of course, as people retire, they are often losing their employment-based health insurance. So we have a chapter that covers Medicare, Medicaid, what can you do when you have a Medicare or Medicaid denial, getting long-term care, the Oregon Health Plan, HIPAA, and then some of the decisions that people need to make legally towards end of life, such as setting up healthcare decisions with your physicians, making sure your family understands all of those health decisions. So that's a whole other chapter, is all of these different things you need to think about in terms of medical matters.
By the way, do you know if you cover POLST, the physician's orders for life-sustaining treatment?
We certainly do, and that's a critically important topic, and one that it's really important that seniors begin to understand and talk about with their family as they age. After medical, we have housing. So there's a whole chapter on what if you want to stay in your home, what systems and legal issues can you put in place to assure that you can stay in your home as long as you want. Property taxes, tax exemption. What are your rights? What are your fair housing rights as an aging person to make sure that you are exercising full rights about where you want to live and how you want to live? And then it talks about things like residential care, dementia care, skilled nursing facilities. What are your rights as a resident in a skilled nursing facility? And what should you do if you think that you have a problem or that you have been mistreated in a skilled nursing facility? So we also have managing your money as you age. So we talk about bank accounts and conservatorships, guardianships, powers of attorney. Under a separate chapter, we have estate planning. So planning what to do for when you will pass away. So we have making sure that your will is in order, setting yourself up for probate for your family. And there's some alternatives to wills that you can consider, as well as estate taxes and just kind of general advice about setting up your estate to be well handled after you pass away.
Great.
And then we have when someone does die. So preparing both yourself and your family member for what's going to happen in those days, weeks, months after there is a death in the family. And there is some advice that can make that go more smoothly.
Do you tell us what to do with our Facebook page after we die?
That is an excellent question. I'm not sure that is covered, but I'll make a note of that because it may be something that we can add and talk about. We also have a lawyer referral service where people can call and find access to a lawyer with specialized expertise in whatever legal issue they may be facing.
And we also have with us today Janae Haas, principal author of The Legal Guide. Listen to this. Well, let's talk about powers of attorney.
All right.
And the problems that it can lead to in terms of elderly care.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure if listeners understand what a power of attorney is, so maybe we could give a quick definition.
Good, let's start there.
It is a piece of paper, and it can be any piece of paper, in which you give someone else authority to do something related to your affairs. Under Oregon law, that authority needs to be in writing, it needs to be dated, it needs to be signed by you, and that's it. Powers of attorney are extremely easy in Oregon, and of course, to the extent that they're extremely easy, they also can be too good to be true.
You don't need a notary public or a witness or anything?
No. You know, that's what the flip side is. It gets potentially very scary.
So where does this go bad?
In fact, powers of attorney are one of the easiest ways and one of the most common ways that others can use to steal your money and your possessions. There have been cases all over the country, including in Oregon, where evil son or evil companion gets someone to sign a general power of attorney, meaning that you give someone a lot of authority over everything that would be considered one of your assets. And that person uses the person's power to empty out that person's bank account, sell the person's home, pocket the money, of course, and then throw the person out on the street. So they can be a terrific tool for thieves. And finally, I would say, getting legal help for a power of attorney is really, really easy. Anyone who goes through the Oregon Lawyer Referral Service can have a power of attorney created or reviewed for $35 or less simply by going through the Oregon State Bar's Lawyer Referral Service.
In the next episode, we'll be talking with Barbara Bernstein and Joanne Harrigel of Elders in Action. This organization offers help in many types of situations, as well as opportunities to volunteer to help others. Don't miss it. You've been listening to our series on aging in Portland, retired or rewired. You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.